This second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. When Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris were not doing trio things with Dolly Parton, they got together on their own and did an album that's a bit more progressive and a bit more on the alternative side. And it's got some wonderful stuff, but it definitely isn't trio. It's not that kind of warm country sound of trio. Trio 1 or 2, for that matter. It's Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou, and they're doing it with a lot more solo work within songs and not nearly as much harmony, but a lot of supporting each other. It's a pretty interesting album. Here's the first track.
The wind is a warning. These fields turn to sand. My family will not answer me now. Damned, damned, damned I am. Loving the highwayman. From who's shaking hands? Don't say who lies bleeding for me. Damned, damned, damned I am. Loving the highwayman. Damned, damned, damned I am. Loving the highwayman. There's a hole in the ceiling. There's no pleasure in my game. My heart is in prison. Damned, damned, damned I am. Loving the highwayman. Loving the highwayman. Loving the
quivering, the warm breath of spring. We'll see willows, cattails, soft winds and roses. Catbirds and cornfields, daydreams together. Riding on the roadside, the dusk gets in your eyes. Reveling, disheveling, the summer nights can bring. We'll see willows, cattails, soft winds and roses. Slanted rays and colored days, stark blue horizons, naked limbs and wheat bins, hazy afternoons. Voicing, rejoicing, the wine cups do bring. We'll see willows, cattails, soft winds and roses. Harsh nights and candle lights, wood fires ablazing, soft lips and fingertips resting in my soul. Treasuring, remembering the promise of spring. We'll see willows, cattails, soft winds and roses.
Tonight my bag is packed. Tomorrow I'll walk these tracks that will lead me across the border. Tomorrow my love and I will sleep neath auburn skies somewhere across the border. We'll leave behind, my dear, pain and sadness we found here. And we'll drink from the Brazos muddy waters, where the sky grows gray and white. We'll meet on the other side, there across the border. For me you'll build a house somewhere across the border, where pain and memory have been still. There across the border, sweet blossoms fill the air, pastures of gold and green. Open skies, I kiss the salt from your eyes, there across the border. Safely into your arms, there across the border.
There's a comparison of old and new production, isn't it? This wall thing, the Tucson sessions with Linda and Emmylou, this must have been probably in the late 80s. And it's got a lot of really good production. And that, of course, that last track was written by Springsteen and featured Neil Young. Neil Young on the harmonica and harmony vocals and Bernie Ladin. Remember Bernie Ladin of the Eagles? And then he was with the Dirt Band for a while. He's on harmony vocals on here. Oh my gosh. And Neil Young doing harmonica on a Springsteen song. How about that? The Long Way Around. This is from Linda Ronstadt's very first solo album after she left the group Stone Pony. And from which she had a huge hit of a song called Different Drum. And then she left and went solo. And this is obviously a first solo album. Tambourine and the tinny mix and the jangly thing that they used to do in the late 60s, early 70s. Pretty interesting. We're going to play one more cut from this album, The Tucson Sessions, Emmylou and Linda Ronstadt. This is called 1917. And then after that, we're going to play Gray White's song that Linda Ronstadt recorded. She skipped a couple of verses called I Think I'm Going to Love You for a Long, Long Time. And it's a good song. Like it a lot. And she cooks on it. And you can really see where Linda Ronstadt goes. And of course, after she did all these albums, all these kind of country rock albums, up through Prisoner in Disguise and In the USA and all those, and then all of a sudden she connected up with Nelson Riddle and did two albums of American Songbook stuff. She was doing American Songbook stuff long before everybody else was doing it. And they're wonderful, wonderful albums. And then she went on and did some Spanish albums for a while. And then she did the Pirates of Penzance with Kevin Kline and sang operatic and did a really nice job. She did all kinds of stuff. And recently found out she had Parkinson's disease and she retired. Linda Ronstadt, an amazing career. A spacey career in a lot of ways, but an amazing career. Here we go, 1917.
The strange young man who comes to me, a soldier on a 3-day spree, who needs one night's cheap ecstasy. hiding. He greets me with a courtly bow and hides his pain by acting proud. He drinks too much and he laughs too loud. But how can I deny? Let us dance beneath the moon. I'll sing to you, clair de lune. The morning always comes too soon. But tonight the war is over. He speaks to me. Schoolboy French of a soldier life inside a trench, of the look of death and the ghastly stench. I do my best to please him. He puts two roses in a vase, two roses sad. But the gallant smile on his haggard face, playfully I tease him. Hold me beneath the Paris skies. Let's not talk of how or why. Tomorrow the war is over. We make love too hard to fence. He falls asleep, his face a mess. He wakes with the shakes and he drinks from his flask. I put my arms around. Die in the trenches, and they die in the air. In Belgium and France, the dead are everywhere. They die so fast, there's no time to prepare a decent grave to surround. Nothing lasts forever. Oh, I'd pray for him, but I've forgotten how. And there's nothing, nothing that can save him now. But there's always another with the same funny bow. And who am I to deny?
Yeah.
hide. Take things in stride. Sounds like good advice, but there's no end in my sad end. Time washes clean love's wounds unseen. And I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, thinking back the tears.
I'll sing all about it so you'll know. When the people in it break my heart, then my little world can fall apart. And there's not a thing I can do except to sing and sing to you. Oh, there used to be a family, brothers, sisters, father, mother and me. We were living in a little home. We were fending off the great unknown. But the great unknown, it got inside. And what had been whole, it did divide. In the end, the father had to leave. When he did, the mother had to grieve. That's the time real troubles start. It's when a world can fall apart. And there's not a thing I can do except to sing and sing to you.
If I remain still, if I am alone and silent long enough to hear the sound of my own blood, or breathing, or digestion, above the rustling of leaves or the whir of the refrigerator, my father is likely to turn up. He just arrives unbidden in the long-running film of my thoughts, like Hitchcock in his pictures, and he looks for all these 40-plus years of disembodiment, much like himself, big and sandy-haired with freckles on the backs of his hands. Perhaps a bit more diffident in the way he holds himself than I remember. He doesn't stay long, and as far as I can tell, his visits have no message. Yet even though years of therapy have led me to make the dark whistling claim that he's finally dead and gone, my father, who died when I was 17, continues to be my principal ghost, a lifelong eminence grise, and only my own end will finish it.
Son, 64 is awful old. You know what can happen next. Hey, I'm older than my old man ever was, and I'm trying to keep it in context. older than my old man now. His father died at 43. From now on it's all gravy. I got 20 years more. Maybe I guess we'll have to wait and see. I wasn't sure the day would come. I've been living underneath his thumb. But I don't feel so free. I don't even feel like me. Now that there's no race left to run. That means I kicked his ass. But just 'cause you survived, that don't mean you feel alive. And your demise will come to pass. Nobody's sure exactly why. Everybody's got to die. Still it comes as quite a blow, knowing you got to go and the world is gonna pass you by. Yes, I'm older than my old man now. I'm trying to keep it in context. Not only older than my old man ever was, but I'm guilty of outlived my ex.
Once, a long time ago, I was cast away, left for dead, a child of the road. Just a scavenger, never looked around. Just watched my shoes moving forward on the ground. Looking for a corn, a feather, face, memory. Piece of string to tie them all to me. To keep a little bit warm, I wrap myself in leaves. What was thrown away, I picked up like a refugee. You may never hear the angels sing or the voice of God on high. You may walk yourself alone through the hills of the but you walk with the ones you love in the valley of your life. You'll always stand with the ones you keep in the valley of your life. Once, a long time ago, there was a shepherd who took one of his own. Raised up his knife, no words were spoken, his face filled the sky. Leave this family, leave this home, set free to live, set free to roam, to be one of God's scavengers on this testy road. Open road, another refugee, life's open road. You may never hear the angels sing or the voice of God on high. You may walk yourself alone through the hills of the night. But you walk with the ones you love in the valley of your life. You'll always stand with the ones you keep. Yeah.
up a lifetime. I want to start over. One lifetime's not enough. I need another 64 years on a practice run. Practice makes perfect. I'm about half done. I want a double lifetime. Want a double lifetime. I don't want to snuff it. 3 score and 10 just ain't enough. It feels like I finally got it all figured out. Almost free from the shame and the doubt. I want a double lifetime. Yeah, a lot more time, that's what I need. I can make my move, I can do the deed. I know I'm greedy, but what do I care for the afterlife? I don't want to go there. I want a double lifetime, man, I deserve it. I want it so bad, I even got the nerve. It's gonna take to get down on my bended knees. They can pray and say, pretty please, give me a double lifetime. Let's play it, Jack. Make mine a double.
Want a double lifetime. I wasted my first one the first time around. That's always the worst one. You don't know what you're doing and you just can't wait. You go ahead and do it and then it's too late. You need a double lifetime.
Another double life, public and private. I want to lead it again. I'm not going to deny it. I'm just like you. It's true, you know. Ask yourself, are you ready to go? You want a double lifetime. Yeah, a little more time. Cause you know I never want to keep living forever and ever. I know it sounds funny if the truth be told, but 120 don't seem that old.
Want a double lifetime, not gonna get it, but if a miracle happens, you know I'm gonna let it. If I eat enough yogurt, maybe I might, and the second time around I'm gonna get it right. Give me a double lifetime.
That's getting good there.
That's getting good there.
My father made a pretty damn good living playing music on the Beauty Way. He's gonna die with some money as fuck you. Wish I could do the same today, little darling. Wish I could do the same today. Doe-eyed kid and a little transistor tuned in Wolfman Jack. Picked up a guitar, the sirens whisper, and I never look back, little darling, and I never look back. I work the clubs along the same grade crystals, polish the diamond in the rough. By the time I hit LA, I was hotter than a pistol, but you're never hot enough, little darling. Never really had enough. I felt the lights on the big, big stages, fire burning my soul. I've had those nights when my guitar rages, but it's not something you control, little darling. It's not something you control.
Okay, so I'm really into improv, you know? My kids do it. I think it's fascinating. I really like it. And so I incorporate improvisation into my show. So this is the part of the performance where I take suggestions from the audience. I make up a song right on the spot and just impress the hell out of everybody. So I want you to just yell out the first thing that comes into your mind. So give me the name of an occupation that you'd really hate to do. Just yell it out.
Babysit.
Collect garbage. Okay, great. And somebody give me a location where this would be taking place. Anybody else? Outer space. Okay, good. All right. All right, so we're going to do a song now about collecting garbage in outer space. All right. That might not have been the most exciting guitar riff in the world, but it did give me the opportunity to write the first two verses. If you take a trip on a rocket ship some warm September day, all you'd see is garbage messing up our Milky Way. Now scientists are curious folks, but do you think they've had enough? Well, they shoot this stuff out into space, and no one cleans it up. Antennas, floating wires, burned out engines, lunar tires. I'm the one who picks it up. And my cosmic garbage truck, solar panels, busted sockets, wayward capsules, retro rockets, the man with the can. I'm your cosmic garbage man. How am I doing so far?
Pretty good.
Being a cosmic garbage man, I really can't complain. It's always nice and quiet, and there's never any rain. Pay is good, the hours ain't bad, got a pension plan to boot. I really don't mind meteorites, but it's too far to commute. Antennas, floating wires, burned out engines, lunar tires. I'm the one who picks it up. And my cosmic garbage truck, solar panels, busted sockets, wayward capsules, retro rockets, the man with the can. I'm your cosmic garbage man. Even more amazing than the fact that I just made up this song, right thin air, is the fact that by the time I'm finished, it's going to be on one of my CDs. It's going to be right on that table over there, right as soon as I get finished with the song. It's a live version. As a matter of fact, I think it's already on the table, which is really amazing. It has something to do with time travel, I think. We're traveling places nowadays beyond man's wildest dreams. But no matter where you go in life, someone's gotta clean. Antennas, floating wires, burned out engines, lunar tires. I'm the one who picks it up. And my cosmic garbage truck, solar panels, busted sockets, wayward capsules, retro rockets, man with a can, I'm your cosmic garbage man. Man with a can, I'm your cosmic garbage man.
Oh,
Howie Newman, You Should Have Been There. It was live. You should have been there and seen it. It's Howie Newman. And we heard the Cosmic Garbage Man. It's kind of a nice little album. He's sort of what we all would like to be, but still make a whole ton of money. And he does it in little intimate settings, and he just travels around and does the folk music. Old Howie Newman does. All righty, we also heard Lucy Kaplansky, who's a practicing psychotherapist. Yes, she is. I think she still is. And then she augments with her music, or she uses the psychotherapy money to augment her music. Who knows? She's also a fairly religious individual, and some of her songs have some wonderful, loving Christian overtones. And so she does. But we heard her version of I'm Looking Through You, the Beatles song. We also heard one called Scavenger. And then we heard version of Eliza Gilkison's The Beauty Way. It's a great song. Eliza Gilkison does a nice job on that, too. They worked together, actually, in that Red Horse album that had Eliza Gilkison, Lucy Kaplansky, and John Gorka on the same album. So they're doing a lot of solo work, but they're doing a few things together as well. Pretty cool. Lucy Kaplansky, she's backed up. She's worked with Sean Colvin in backing up John Gorka. She's done a lot of vocal backup and does a nice job. Un Jiang Shin doing the playlists. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back for lots more stuff with a calendar and Hank and Claire and all kinds of things. So you just hold your horses because we're coming back. We are coming back. Hang on now.